Halfway and Golden. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. 2015 Quest winner Brent Sass of Eureka is in line to win 4 ounces of placer gold as the first musher to reach the halfway point of the 2017 race in Dawson City yesterday afternoon. And he did so in commanding fashion, arriving nearly 4 hours ahead of defending champion Hugh Neff. Other teams that followed over the next several hours include Matt Hall, Alan Moore, Ed Hopkins, Catherine Keith, and Paige Drobny. As KUAC's Molly Reddig reports, Sass was characteristically optimistic about his dogs when he arrived in Dawson.
Brent Sass crossed the Klondike River, rode down the Yukon, and popped up among the colorful, false-fronted wooden buildings of Front Street on Tuesday afternoon. It was one of the fastest times a musher has made it to Dawson City in the race's history. Tails were wagging as officials and Yukoners surrounded the dog team in the race chute. They looked happy to be at the checkpoint, where they get a 36-hour rest.
I haven't gotten any sleep at all, so I'm starting to feel that a little bit. But the dog's been good. The attitude's been real, real good. They've been eating like alligators, so yeah, I got very few complaints.
Inside his wolf ruff, Sass's face was as frosty as the dog's. He did 2 80-mile runs back-to-back to get to Dawson, crossing a bunch of hills and 1 4,000-foot summit. He said the last few hours were difficult.
I start saying we're almost there, like 3 hours from getting here. And so I think they were getting a little annoyed. And there's 4 of them in there that have never done this before, so they were all kind of wondering what the heck was going on.
He kicked and ski-poled to help them get up the mountains. The final stretch was a 2,500-foot descent into Dawson.
We started going down the hill, and all the veterans in the team picked it right up because they knew exactly where they were going.
Sass passed Hugh Neff about 150 miles earlier, and his lead had been growing ever since.
I almost caught him coming into Stepping Stone and made up an hour on him there, so I don't know. He didn't have much to say about that, but I was smiling from year to year. So
defending champion Neff pulled in 4 hours later. After starting the race strong, he slowed down about halfway to Dawson. Then on the last run, he broke a brake, ran into loose dogs on the trail, and had to drop one dog who had freezer burn on his flank.
When it rains, it pours.
He'd been spending a lot of time on the trail with both Sass and Alan Moore.
Still got a long way to go, and realistically, you know, it's fun to compete with them, but I'm out here more to have fun with my dogs than try to beat somebody.
After 200 miles of wilderness, Dawson is an oasis for mushers. While handlers take care of their dogs, they finally get to sleep in real beds and eat food that doesn't come in a plastic bag. The historic Gold Rush town has been a musher's favorite since the very first Yukon Quest. Race judge Tom Randall has been involved since the beginning, when a group of Fairbanks mushers called back in 1983 and said they wanted to start a dog race from Fairbanks to Dawson and back.
And we said, yeah, we can set up a checkpoint, but it makes no sense because your handlers have to drive to Whitehorse, then drive to Dawson, then back to Whitehorse before they can get back to Fairbanks.
Why not finish in Whitehorse instead? The next year, that's what they did. And now, 34 years later, the trail still runs between Whitehorse and Fairbanks, alternating every year. Randall said it's lasted so long because it captures the spirit of the North.
This country was built on adventure. You know, that go someplace, do something that nobody else has done. And most of the people that live here, even today probably, maybe to a lesser degree, are still tied up in that adventure.
He's been a president, a trail manager, and a musher in the Yukon Quest. He remembers what it was like making the trail the very first year.
The weather had been pretty cold. It had been down to about 50, 55 below.
He was flying over the route in an airplane when he saw 3 trail breakers below.
2 snow machines broken down, pulled off the trail, and I thought, this doesn't look good. And then I saw Fred Stretch on a snow machine with 2 guys sitting, all 3 of them on the same snow machine, headed for CarMax.
On Tuesday night, the wide snowy streets of Dawson filled up with more and more dog trucks and trailers as music floated outside from the hotels and saloons. The second half of the race commences early Thursday morning. On the Yukon Quest Trail in Dawson, I'm Molly Reddig.
In other news from the trail, 2 more teams have dropped out of the race. Laura Neese and Ed Stilstra scratched in Pelly Crossing yesterday. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2017 Yukon Quest is made possible by Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, Smart Automotive, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, Wendell Street Psychiatric Services, and Sipping Streams Tea Company. Proud sponsors of KUAC.